We are picking up on the Mishnah on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. We are at 29A. We are Chaf Tes. We did a couple while you were away. We did a couple of lot. So yeah. Last you were here. You were last week. Yeah. So we're on Chaf Tes. We're on 29A. We're four lines from the bottom. Okay, so this mission is going to be talking about now. I think most of the rest of the Masechta is going to be talking about. We're going to start with the Dalet Parshios, the four Parshios that you read before. That'll do it also. The wrong Masechta. Okay, so we started with. So we read the four Parshios before Pesach. We have Parsha Shkalim, we have Parsha Zachar, we have Parsha Para, and Parsha Sachodesh. So the mission is going to be talking about the four Parshios. How are they read? What is considered to be the Parshios? Like how do we know which part we're supposed to be reading? So that's what the Mishnah is going to get into now. So the Mishnah says on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So let's see if the Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. So Karm Parsha Shkalim, so you read Parsha Shkalim. And the Gemara is going to discuss what is Parsha Shkalim. We know that we read it from Kisisa, but it's going to discuss whether it really should be speaking about the Karban Tamid, which is in Parsha Pinchas. Chalios Pesach Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, Matimin L'Shavra. So then we read Parsha Shkalim the week before that is when we do it. U'Masikin L'Shabbos Acharis, and then we take a break because the reason why we take a break is because we want to have that the Shabbos before Purim we're going to read Parsha Zachar because Parsha Zachar talks about wiping out the memory of Amalek and Haman was a descendant of Amalek. So we want to be able to read that Parsha to at the same time to show that we're reading that right before Purim. B'shnia Zachar, and then again, the second Shabbos, we're going to read Parsha Zachar. B'shlish is Paraduma. The third week, we read Paraduma. Paraduma was the red heifer, and that was what they would use when someone was Tamei. They would sprinkle the ashes from the Paraduma on them to become Tahar. So we want to read about that because as Pesach is coming up, we want to be able to find out if someone's Tamei, how do they become Tahar? How do they become purified? So we read Parsha's Para. And then the fourth one, Barevi is HaChodesh HaZalachem. We read the Parsha's HaChodesh. And Machamish is chosen the Kasidron, and the fifth week, the mission, the way we understand it now, we go back to the regular Parshios. So it's going to be Machlokas, when you would read these Dalet Parshios, was that all you read, or would you read it in addition, like we do? Would you read it in addition to the regular Shabbos laning? Lachal Mafsikin, for any type of the Yom Tovim, or holidays that the Mishnah is going to mention now, we stop the regular reading and we replace it with other things. Rosh Chodeshim, for example, today. Today was Monday morning, so instead of reading Parshas Tazria, right, today's Monday, right? Yes, today's Monday. So instead of reading Parshas Tazria, we read Parshas Chodesh, you had the laning for Rosh Chodesh. You don't read Parshas Tazria. So Parshas Rosh Chodesh knocks out the regular laning. Same thing, but Chanukah, if let's say Chanukah falls out, you don't do the regular reading of Monday and Thursday, but you do the special reading for Chanukah, but Purim, the same thing. But Taniyos, when you would have fast days, there was a special reading that they did with Ma'amaros and on the Ma'amaros, which they would have, which again, they would knock out, that they would have when the people who were serving the Beis HaMikdash, they had a special thing that they would do. So again, they would have a special laning. And with Yom Kippur, and again, if Yom Kippur falls out during the week, or if it falls out on Shabbos, you would not read the regular Shabbos or Monday, Thursday laning, but instead you would read a special laning that's set aside for it. Okay, so Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, the Echo B'Adar Mashmin Al Shkalim, that on the first day of Adar, that's when Bezin would announce that there was going to be Shkalim, they'd be collecting the half shekels. V'Ala Kilayim, and they would also announce about that you're not able to have Kilayim, that you're not able to plant seeds together, turning to Chav Tesam Abayz. So Bishlam Al Kilayim, so we understand why on Rosh Chodesh of Adar they would announce about Kilayim, Dizman Zriya, because that's the time that you would sow what you had planted. So therefore, they want to tell you, okay, be very careful when you're doing this, that you don't have a mixture going on. Elal Ashkalim, you know, and how do we know that beginning at Rosh Chodesh Adar, how do we know that that was the time that they would start to collect the Shkalim? Where do we learn that from? So my answer is Amar Rav Tavi, Amar Rav Yoshia, and this is like important to remember Rav Tavi. Rav Tavi says the reason why, how do we know this? Because the Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chadsho, which is talking about the Karban Tamid. This is the Chodesh, the Ola that you're supposed to be bringing, B'Chadsho, when it's being renewed. So Amar Torah, Chadesh V'Havi Karban Mitruma Chadasha, that you should renew a month by bringing from a new collection. And therefore, because we know that in Nisan they were doing it, V'Kivun D'V'Nisan Bayakruve Mitruma Chadasha, and since in Truma they would start, in Nisan they would start over again for the collection, for all the where the funds would be coming for the animals for the coming year. So Karmina and Karina Be'echa Be'adar, so therefore 30 days beforehand, they would announce on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ki Hech Delesu Shkalim L'Mikdash, so that they would be able to have time to collect the Shkalim for the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Gemara is going to ask, how do we know that it was 30 days? How do you know they're supposed to do it 30 days before to make this announcement? So Gemara says, come on, who is it going like that we say that you're supposed to be 30 days beforehand that you would make the announcements for the Shkalim? The low Rav Shimon Gamliel sound like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says, Ha'amar Shtei Shabbosos, he says, all you need to do is 2 weeks. You don't need 30 days. 2 weeks is sufficient. The Tanya that we learned in Abraisa, Sholem Behilchos HaPesach Kodom HaPesach Sholoshim Yom, that 30 days before Pesach, you're supposed to start learning the Halachos of Pesach, so you're going to understand everything they're supposed to be doing. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shtei Shabbosos, no, you don't need to do 30 days. It's enough to just do 2 weeks. So therefore, it would seem that this Mishnah that said that you're doing 30 days before is when you announce the Shkalim, again, Rosh Chodesh Adar is 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it seems that's not going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So when it says no, it could even go like him. Apilu Tam Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kivan de Amar Mar, because it says in the Mishnah, B'chamisha Asar Bo Shulchanos Yoshim Medina, that on the 15th day of Adar, they would have the money, because again, they had to have people that would change the money, whatever the currency was, that they could change it into Shkalim. So 15 days before they would already have the money changers out, they would start doing that. And on the 25th day of Adar, they would sit in the Beis HaMikdash again, because people would start coming in, and they wanted to be able to give them the Shkalim if they needed it. So Mishum Shulchanos Kadmino Karina. So because the money changers would come already on the 15th of Adar, so 2 weeks before that, they would start on the 15th. 2 weeks before that, which would be Rosh Chodesh Adar, is when they would start talking about Machatzis HaShekel, and that's why we'd read Parsha Shkalim 30 days beforehand. So now the question is, and the Gemara is going to go through a number of proofs right now. It's going to ask, how do we know that Parshas Shkalim is Kisisa and that it's not going to be from Parshas Pinchas, which is talking about Zos Taras Ha'ola? So Gemara asks, my Parshas Shkalim, what is the Parshas Shkalim? Rav Amar, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, Amar Tilem's Karbani Lachmi, which is the laning that we did today. It's Rosh Chodesh laning. He says that that's what the laning is. And Ushmuel Amar Kisisa, and Shmuel says, like, we know that we landed from Parshas Kisisa. So Bishlon Lamanda Amar Kisisa, if you say that the landing for Parshas Shkalim is from Parshas Kisisa, that makes sense. Hainu Dekarile Parshas Shkalim. That's why it's called Parshas Shkalim. Dechsiv Ba Shkalim, because it talks about the Shkalim. So that makes sense. Okay, read Parshas Shkalim. It's talking about the Shkalim. That's in Parshas Kisisa. But Alamanda Amar has Karbani Lachmi, but according to the one that says that it's talking about the Karbani Lachmi, which is talking about the Karban Atamid, midi shkalim ksiva hasam. If you listen to Laney this morning, it doesn't say anything about shkalim. So why would you read this for Parsha Shkalim? So my answer is it does talk about shkalim. It inadvertently it's talking about shkalim. Why? Time of my kid Rav Tavi, because the reason why is like Rav Tavi said a couple of lines above, that the reason why they would, what was the reason that they were collecting the shkalim? They would collect the shkalim so they would be able to use money to buy the animals. So therefore, the Torah is talking about the karbanos that you would be bringing, so it makes sense that's why you'd be doing it. So now the Gemara goes the other way. Now, if you say that Tzavis B'nei Yisrael is talking about the Shkalim, so Mishum, that's the parsha that you read for Shkalim. So Mishum Deksivi Karbanos Asim, because since it's talking about Karbanos, so therefore it makes sense. That's why reading, like, again, just the opposite of what we just said now. But Rav Tavi, like Rav Tavi said, that the whole idea is that you want to use the money to go buy for Karbanos, so therefore we read a parsha about Karbanos. But if you say that you're supposed, that Parsha Shkalim is really supposed to be the Parsha of Kisisa, Karbanos Miksivi, it doesn't say anywhere in that Parsha, it doesn't talk about Karbanos. So Shkalim Ladanim Ksivi. And that's the Shkalim that it mentions over there are not talking about the money that they would collect for the Karbanos. It's talking about the money they would collect for the Adanim. The Adanim where they would have this base that they would use to carry the Mishkan when they were in the Midbar for 40 years, so they had this base. So they would collect money in order to buy the materials that they needed for the base, because they needed materials. So it does make sense. Why would you be reading the Parshas Kisisa? And when it says, no, Kedetani Reb Yosef, Shalosh Trumos, saying that in Parshas Kisisa, it mentions Trumos three times. So it's representing three different types of Trumos you would have. One is Shalmizbeach, one is talking about the Shkalim that you would collect for the Mizbeach, which is what we're talking about for the Karbanos. And Vishal Adelim La'adonim, the second Truma is talking about, like we're talking about, the base that they needed to collect for the materials to be able to carry the Mishkan in the Midbar. And Vishal Berakabayis, the Berakabayis. And the third Truma is talking about just for the regular money that they would collect for the overhead, for the upkeep that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, that's why you would read Parshas Kisisa, because one of the Trumas that are mentioned in there is talking about the Truma, the Shkalim that you would be collecting for the animals. So Gemara tries to go in the other way now. So Bishalamanda Amar Kisisa, if you say that that Parsha Shkalim is Kisisa, Hainu Deshani Hairosh Chodesh Mishai Rosh Chodashim. So that's how you say that, because remember, we're talking about if it falls out on Shabbos, so we're trying to figure out what the laning is supposed to be on for that Shabbos. So if you say that the laning is Parshas Kisisa, so that's how this Rosh Chodesh Adar is different from other Rosh from other lanings of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because other Rosh other lanings of Rosh Chodesh we do like we did this morning, Tzavos B'nei Yisrael, and now for Parshas Shkalim Rosh Chodesh we're doing Parshas Kisisa. So that's the difference. You're reading Kisisa instead of Tzavos B'nei Yisrael. But Elamanda Amar Tzavos as Karbani. But according to the one that says that Parshas Shkalim is from Parshas Pinchas, which is as Karbani Lachmi. My Shani, so what's the, where are you coming out with this? Parshas Shkalim is no different than any other Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, that's the laning that we have. We say, as Karban Ilach, Mili Shai. That's the laning that we have from Parshas Pinchas. So what's the difference? So Gemara answers, now again, it's going to do this. Now for the next few lines, it's going to say that there's a difference in how many people are called up for which segment of the laning. So Shani, there is a difference. The Ilu Rosh Chodeshim, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, Karushisa bin Yana Diyoma, they would have six people be called up. Again, we're used to laning now. The way we do it now is that we have, that we have the seven people are called up for an aliyah on Shabbos. But apparently, in the days of yesteryear, they would have different numbers of people that would be called up depending on the laning. They wouldn't lane the parsha and Rosh Chodesh. It would just be the laning for Rosh Chodesh. We'd get out from shul a lot earlier, but it would be just the laning for Rosh Chodesh. So that what they did is the Rosh Chodeshim Karushisa Binyana Diyama. You would have six people would read for the regular parsha. I'm sorry, the Gemara is going to tell you that later. Forget what I just said. Blot that out. On a regular Shabbos, when you have Rosh Chodesh, you would have six people would be called up to read the regular Shabbos laning, whatever the laning was for that Shabbos. The Chad Rosh Chodesh, and then the seventh person is called up to read the laning of Rosh Chodesh, which is what we do now. V'ilu ha'idna, but now when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Kula b'Rosh Chodesh, then everyone will be reading about Rosh Chodesh, and we're not going to be reading at all from the parsha of that week, as we see that, and the Gemara is going to show that. Because honey, chalamanda amar l'seder parsha suchozer. That's good. Again, the Mishnah said that you go back to the Seder, that when you finish the Dal Parshios, then you go back to reading the regular Parshios, which indicates that on those four Parshios, they did not do the other laning. So, honey, Chalaman Dharma, the Seder Parshios, Suchoza, then he goes back to the regular laning. Elamad Dharma, Seder, Haftaro, Suchoza, but according to what it says, that the only difference is only for the Haftorah. So Parshasa Diyama Karina, and we're reading whatever the regular lane was supposed to be. My Shani. So again, what difference is there? That Gemara's question again. What difference is there between a regular Rosh Chodesh and the other one? So Gemara says Shani. Yeah, it still is different. Dilu Rashi Chadashim Karushitza Binyana Diyama. Because on Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, this is what I was saying before. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you would call six people up to lane the laning for Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry. You call six people up to read about whatever the current parsha was, and the Chag Kari B'Rosh Chodesh. But now we're doing it a little bit differently. Again, we don't do this, but they used to do it back then. V'ilu Ha'idna Karu Tzlasa B'Nyana Diyama. You would have three people would read the parsha. They would split the aliyahs up for the parsha. V'arba Karu B'Rosh Chodesh, and then they would do like we do again when Rosh Chodesh falls out on during the week. We'd call four people up, and you would split up the other four people would do the laning for Rosh Chodesh. So that's the difference. If Rosh Chodesh is falling out for Rosh Chodesh Adar is falling out for the Parshas Shkalim, that's how we're doing it differently. So Gemara says, Meisvei Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchal Yos B'Shabbos. We said that if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Karim B'Parshas Shkalim Umaftirim B'Yehoyada HaKohen. We do the laning would be Kisisa, and the Haftorah, the Maftir, the Haftorah would be this Parsha in Yehoda HaKohen. So Bishlal Manda Amar Kisisa, if you're talking about that the laning that we did is Parshas Kisisa, then it makes sense. That's why we read from Yehoyada HaKohen, because the Haftorah and the Parsha always are supposed to correlate to each other. There's supposed to be some connection. If you're not listening, you may not hear it, which I don't always hear it. But if you're listening to Haftorah, there is a connection between the Haftorah and the regular Torah portion that you're reading. So if you say that it's Kisisa, then it makes sense that you read Yehoyada HaKohen. Why? The Dami Leib, because they're similar. Why? Dichsiv Kesef Nashos Arko, because it says that you're talking about the Kesef era, that you're counting the value of people. So that's similar to what we talk about in Kisisa, where they would also have accounting that would take place. So you see that they're connected to each other. Elamanda Amar is Karbanilachmi, but if you say that the reading for Parsha Shkalim is from Parshas Pinchas, me dummy, what connection is there between the laning that you do of as Karbanilachmi and Yehoyada Kohen? They're not connected to each other at all. So Gemara says, dummy, yeah, they are compared. Could Rav Tavi, like Rav Tavi that we said earlier, because Rav Tavi says, what's the whole reason why we're collecting it? We're collecting it in order to be able to bring the karbanos. So the connection is that they would be collecting the money. Yehoyada Kohen, he's talking about the collection that they would be doing is also for a value to be able to collect money. It's the same thing that we're talking about the karbanos that we would do as Karbanilachmi to be able to tell you, to remind you that the reason why you're doing it is because you're going to bring karbanos. So Gemara says, Meisvei, Chalios, Parsha Smuchala. If let's say you have that Parsha Shkalim falls out on the Shabbos, which is close to whatever the regular laning was, so Bein Melacharev, whether it was like one Parsha in advance or it was one Parsha behind. So what do we do? Karna, so we read it. The Kofon Asan, then we repeat it again. The following Shabbos, we go read it again. So Gemara says, now, Bishlema, Lemanda Amar Kisisa, if you're talking about in Kisisa, remember, Kisisa is in Sefer Shemos. Sefer Shemos is what we're doing. We just finished reading Shemos now. So Purim time, what were we reading? We're always reading Sefer Shemos around Purim time. So it makes sense that Kisisa theoretically could fall out around that time of the year because it's in Sefer Shemos. So it could be falling out that the regular Torah portion and the Torah portion for Shkalim could be 1 week off, that the right, you know, one's back to back with each other. But Elamanda Amar Tzavis as Karbani, but if you say that it's because of Tzavis Karbani, you can't follow it. When does Parshas Pinchas come out? Parshas Pinchas falls out later in the summer, closer to Rosh Chodesh Av. So how are you going to have that you're going to have the reading of Parsha Shkalim? It's saying if Parsha Shkalim falls out and they're right there with each other, go back, read it, and then read it again the next week. Karbanilachmi never falls out in the times of March. It falls out again in the summertime. It doesn't fall out in Adar, which is in the either late winter or early spring. So when are you going to read it? Where it says in, yeah, it could fall out. How? Because it used to be that the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't finish reading. We finished the Torah reading every year. We started on Simchas Torah, and we finish it. We finish it on Simchas Torah, and everyone does in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Everyone reads the whole Torah throughout the year. But it used to be that in Eretz Yisrael, they would only finish the Torah cycle would be every 3 years. So, which meant that every week was a short length. Think about it. You're taking every parsha, like they would take the partials, and they weren't as long as they are now. They would be split up much shorter. So it's possible that Kisisa, when you're in a 3 year cycle, if you keep figuring out how it's going to go, it's possible that one time Kisisa is going to fall out to come out during the time of the regular landings of Shemos. The regular Torah portion of Pinchas could fall out in the springtime because when you're splitting up the partials, so one time you're going to have the Parshas Pinchas, which is Karbanilachmi, is going to fall out the same time as Parshas Shkalim. So that's how you could do it. Tani Kavasi the Shmuel, but the Gemara says it finalizes that it's really we're going to hold like Shmuel. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shachalios for Shabbos. You have Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out like Shabbos. Karan Kisisa Maftirim BeYada HaKohen, which is what we do now. That's the way we do it. Read from Parshas Kisisa, and then we read the Haftorah like that. So we do the laning from Parshas Kisisa and not from Parshas Pinchas. Let's do a little bit more. I'm Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. You have Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. Motzi'in Shalosh Torahs V'Karman. So you take out three Sifrei Torah and you read from all three Sifrei Torah. Echa B'Nyano Shel Yom. One is you're reading the regular Shabbos Parsha, whatever the laning for that week is. Echa B'Shel Rosh Chodesh. And the other one is you're reading the Parsha for Rosh Chodesh Tzavis B'nei Yisrael. And the third one is of Echa B'Kisisa. And then the third one is, again, Parsha Shkalim. You're going to read Kisisa. So you take out three Sifrei Torah in order to lane it. And again, the reason why you're taking out the different Sifrei Torah is either because it's like it's embarrassing to if you're going to roll it, it's not covered to the tzibur that they would have to wait while you're rolling it, or because it's not covered to be passing over Torah in order to roll it in order to get to the parashia. So we take out three Sifrei Torah. Now there's another time that we also take out three Sifrei Torah during the year, and when's that? that falls out on Chanukah. If you have Shabbos Chanukah, you could have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. You'd be laning, again, Parshas, usually Parshas Miketz. You're going to have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you're going to have whatever the laning for Chanukah is that day. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, it's going to say that now. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and when Teves falls out on Shabbos, Vivian Shalosh Taros B'Karmen. So again, you take out three Sefer Torah, Echab in Yano Shel Yom, one is the regular Parsha, Echab Rosh Chodesh, one is to the laning for Rosh Chodesh, Echab Chanukah, and one is to do the laning for Chanukah. And the Utsricha, we have to say both the lanings that you did in Adar and the lanings that you did in Teves, we have to say that you had three Sefer Torah that you do for both. We have to say both cases. Why? Because if we would only say the case in Chanukah, when Shabbos falls out, Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos Chanukah, so b'hakam Rabbi Yitzchak, only there would we say that you're going to take out three Sifrei Torah. Avo b'hach k'rav svirle, but it could be that when we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Adar, it could be that he holds like Rav, the Amar Parsha Shkalim, as Karban Ilachmi. He says that maybe that the reason that you don't need to read Kisisa, you're going to read as Karban Ilachmi, which means that the laning for Rosh Chodesh and the laning for Parsha Shkolim is the same thing. So you don't need to take out two Sifrei Torah, because read the Rosh Chodesh and then go ahead and just read it again for Parsha Shkolim. Uvishtei Torah Sagin, it would be enough to just have two Torahs. So Kamash Malan. So therefore we said no, that we wanted to say that to be able to show that it's a different laning. So we said no, that you do that you take out three Sifrei Torah in Adar to show that the laning is for Kisisa, and then you take out three Sifrei Torah in Teves because for three separate lanings that you have. So Gemara says, "V'leima havlo boyach." So why don't we just say that you have it Rosh Chodesh? Why don't we just say Rosh Chodesh Adar? You take out three Sifrei Torah, and then I'll know that any time that Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos and there's another holiday going on, like Shabbos Chanukah, that you would take out three Sifrei Torah. When it says Chadim, you're right. Chadim Echlachaver Tehitmar, you're right. We learned one from the other one. We really didn't have to say it. We learned that on Shabbos Chanukah, that you take out three Sifrei Torah from Shabbos Adar, we take out three Sifrei Torah. When it says Itmar, how far, what time is it? Oh, you know what? We'll stop now. Okay, sorry, it went long.